You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I tell you, I cannot get over these articles that are about absolute bozos. Okay, so two drunken BlackBerry executive, research in motion, BlackBerry executives, right? Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. They were forced off an Air Canada flight because they got drunk and started to become unruly. Now, you know, this flight had to stop. It was supposed to go from Toronto to Beijing, yet it had to land and do an emergency stop in Vancouver because these guys were horsing around, being unruly. They wouldn't listen to the flight crew, made the flight crew mad, so they had to land the flight, and then because they couldn't then take off towards Beijing, all the passengers, about 300 of them, had to stay overnight in a hotel. George Campbell, 45 years old, and Paul Wilson, 38, both from Ontario, Canada, became so unruly that they had to be restrained during the flight. See, you know what my worry is? Okay, you see how they were saying they weren't taking any direction the flight crew was giving them? I always get in trouble with the flight crew. I don't mean to. I always get in trouble because I have to pee, you know, or sometimes we're, you know, so delayed, you know, sitting there at the gate waiting for takeoff that I need to get up to go to the bathroom and they get mad. So my worry is what if these guys were actually really innocent? You know, what if they really had to get up to pee or something and the flight crew were like, no, please sit down. Please, sir, sit down. Please shut off your mobile device. Look, they're BlackBerry executives. They're going to be playing around with their BlackBerry. Trust me. Sir, you need to put away all electronic devices. No wonder they got into a fight. Anyway, I would hate to be on a flight. Me, see, you know what my problem is? I don't have many problems. I know some of you think you're a poor radio host. No, that's not one of my problems. No, it isn't. your lack of content. Stop it. One of my problems is when I plan a flight, I am so time efficient, right? The one thing that I have always strived to do is not lose any time. So if I have to be at work, I make the flight just giving me ample enough time to get my luggage, go home, get just enough sleep, and go to work. So if somebody has to land the plane because some bozo passengers on there are drunk and put me off a whole day, I would be furious because I'd lose a whole day work. I mean, I'm busy. If I lose a whole day work, I lose a whole day at the office, I lose a whole night on the radio, I lose so much. I couldn't do that. And so people say, well, then plan ahead, you know, cut your trip short a day and a half. But I don't want to do that because the whole purpose of going on a trip is going on a trip, you know, and usually my trips are business trips. So I would just probably go into seizures with something like that going on. All right. So got a lot to talk to you guys about. Interesting. There's going to be a blood test that may actually detect Parkinson's before you get Parkinson's symptoms. Now, a lot of us, as we age, we start getting that pill rolling tremor, right? If you look at your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, their hands shake a little bit and rotate and move. I know Michael J. Fox has brought a lot of publicity to this disease. The problem with this disease is you can't diagnose it until it's already a more advanced stage. If they could find it before, oh, that'd be amazing. Amazing. All right. They also have figured out a way to possibly prevent a lethal dose of radiation being lethal. We're going to talk about that. They did some testing in mice. We're also going to talk about John Hinckley Jr. found romance in a mental hospital, was actually engaged. I don't really want to make you guys vomit, but don't start putting your food down because we're going to talk about that. Also, doctors are saying more and more kids are going into liver failure. These 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds who are drinking like fishes, they're going into alcoholic liver disease, and that used to be a disease of older men and women. All right? Our kids think that if they're in their 20s, they're free and clear, and their liver can handle it. So it's a growing epidemic, and we need to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very juicy. But what's the most interesting are your medical questions and calls. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. And if you want to bring the Dr. Dahlia to show to your station, okay, I promise I'll be more eloquent. Tell your station to call Genesis Communications Network and bring Dr. Dahlia. All right, so we got an email here from Steve out of Sawyer, Kansas. Dr. Dahlia, love the show. Yay! See, someone loves the show. I listen on XM. My mother had rheumatic fever, which caused heart valve damage. She lived 16 years after having the valves replaced with pig valves. Could you explain what rheumatic fever is and how it affects heart valves? Well, rheumatic fever is usually a disease of kids. What happens is your kid or teenager gets a strep A. It's like a strep throat, okay? Gets strep throat. And if the strep throat isn't completely killed, or the strep bacteria seems to go a little haywire, then you can get all these other symptoms, okay? Now, usually rheumatic fever comes, if you have a sore throat, your symptoms are usually sore throat. Maybe you could get a fever, maybe you could, you know, feel achy, but if you actually have rheumatic fever and you have inflammation of the heart, joints, skin, nervous system, then, I mean, you will get tender joints, swollen joints, red, nodules underneath the skin. You could have chest pain. You could have palpitations, shortness of breath. It could be a very, very violent disease. Now, of course, we treat it with antibiotics. We treat it with anti-inflammatories, but sometimes if you aren't treated quickly enough, the inflammation can start hurting the valves. And it could cause the valve to narrow, which is valvular stenosis. It could cause the valve to be, you know, leaky, which is called regurgitation. It could damage heart muscle. And then you could have poor pumping function. It could cause atrial fibrillation, which is where your heart is beating at a different electrical beat that doesn't really have a lot of rhyme or reason. So instead of going ba-boom, ba-boom, you're like ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. I mean, with no rhythm to it. And you don't get a good pump. And then, of course, this could lead to heart failure. So we don't see as many complications with rheumatic fever because we're quick to start the antibiotics and we're watching kids and we're always kind of thinking about it. But unfortunately, many people, such as your mother, probably lived during a time when they didn't treat it as readily as they did with antibiotics. And unfortunately, the strep throat or some of the toxins from the bacteria induces inflammatory response. They don't know exactly why it happens, but they believe that's along its course. Great question, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. to go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a Brick Pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
I'm seeing you guys dance. Yeah, we're watching it. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I guess Japan's oldest person at age 115 just died. Japan's oldest person, 115-year-old Chiyono Hasegawa, has died. All right? I believe that's a female. Yes, it was a female. She was born November 20th, 1896. She died at a facility in southern Japan. They didn't say the cause of death. I think it's amazing that she was able to live to 115. Now Japan's oldest person is a man, 114-year-old. Oh, boy. Jiroyomon Kimura. He was born April 19th, 1897. He has also been recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest living man. Now, the world's oldest person is a female, Bessie Cooper, out of Monroe, Georgia. She is 115 years old, born August 26th, 1896. I got to tell you, I would love to sit in a room with one of these people and just ask them what... You know, the world, I mean, imagine being born in 1896, so she got to see World War I, World War II, you know, the whole Prohibition, and oh man. Why do these people live this long? There's more and more centenarians, alright? I mean, Japan, I'm not that surprised, because they eat very healthy fish, vegetables, rice. I don't think rice is that bad. You know, as long as you don't put a whole bunch of cheese and jalapenos on it, and, you know, I like, you know, one of my favorite meals? Is I like getting Spanish rice, putting a bunch of different cheddar and Monterey Jack cheese, and then some taco meat, right, and mixing it all up, and then taking like a Frito or a Dorito and dipping it. And okay, I know, but you see, that's unhealthy. They don't eat like that in Japan. No, they don't. Right? And then I crumble some ho-hos on it. All right. But you see, so we really need to get our act together if we want to live to 115. Now, I know many of us don't want to live to 115 because we don't have enough money. Social Security won't be around. Medicare won't be around later. But I'd definitely like to live longer than most of the people in my family do. Now, I eat a lot healthier than that, but that is still my favorite, one of my favorite meals. My taco meat, I call them nachos. Those are my kind of nachos. Those are yummy, the Dr. Dahlia nachos. All right, this is an interesting case. There was a gentleman overseas who had suffered a nosebleed, a gardener. Now, the nosebleed was really severe. So he goes to the hospital, and the nosebleed stops. All right, so the doctor at the hospital said, go home, put ice on your nose. But hours later, the patient, his name is Robert Ford, only 47 years old, collapses and dies. Now, when they found him, they noticed a little bit of blood around the house, some blood in the mouth, but that was it. All right? And they don't know why this had happened. Now, they're having an investigation. They're finding out why the hospital might have let him out too soon. The parents or the family says, it's not that we want to sue. We just want to find answers. We just want to know what's going on. We're just mystified. But, you know, when I look at this, just a few different things come to mind, okay? When I used to take care of nosebleeds, I've talked about this on the air when I was an ER doctor. We would really take these nosebleeds seriously. But we would have people that were, you know, actively bleeding. They'd be actively bleeding. We had to sedate them lightly. We had to start packing their nose. Would have to insert tampons into their nose and would put liquid cocaine into the tampon, shoot it into the tampon, make it expand. And the cocaine, because it's vasoconstrictive, would help stop the bleeding. The person on Versed and on cocaine would be really high, but would get the bleed to stop, and I would watch if the bleeding stopped by looking in his ears. And you could see the blood behind the eardrum. Now, this patient was sent home because the bleeding had stopped. My only concern as an ER doc, and now remember, it's very easy to be Monday morning quarterback. You know, looking back on this now, it's very easy for me to go, well, I would have done this. You know, so I understand how difficult it is when you have a patient. He's like, hey, I'm fine. Let me go. I'm good. Can I go? Yeah, you want to go? Go. You know, we can't assume we know what the heck really happened. But one, you know, whenever somebody does come in with a very, very ghastly nosebleed and lost a significant amount of blood, the one thing I like to look at are their clotting factors. Number one is, did you lose too much blood? Are you anemic? Number two is, are your platelets, your clotting factors too low? Now, you could either be a hemophiliac patient where you just bleed easily, but usually those people would have some sort of a history. They'd be like, oh, I've always bled easily. I have a bleeding disorder. But very rarely you'll have some people that get a very dangerous condition called ITP. One of my relatives got this, where he just woke up one day and started brushing his teeth, and he started bleeding really heavily from his gums. Then he goes to work, and his nose just starts bleeding. And apparently, he was undergoing something in his body where his platelets, the clotting factors, were getting eaten up. Idiopathic thrombocytic purpura, thrombocytopenic purpura. Okay, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. ITP. So what happens is your platelets get eaten up. And if your clotting factors get eaten up, then when there's the slightest bit of trauma, or like a sniff or a snort or something that could break open a blood vessel, you're gonna bleed. So I'm wondering if somebody like this might have been undergoing that. And, of course, nobody evaluated that because his nosebleed stopped. He said, look, I'm good. I want to go. We don't know. Then he comes home, and he bleeds internally. Of course, they're going to have to do an autopsy and figure it out. Another possibility is having a pretty heavy nosebleed is pretty traumatic, pretty stressful. So if you have a heart condition that hasn't been diagnosed, then, you know, the stress could put you into a heart attack. So I don't know. I hope they give us follow-up on what happened. But my recommendation to you all is if you do have a nosebleed, that's a pretty scary, nasty nosebleed, ask to be observed in the hospital or the ER for a while. Okay, I wouldn't recommend going home. I would also have them look at why. Just because the bleeding stops doesn't mean you're good and it's all done. All right, you could go home and start bleeding again. In fact, whenever we would send our nosebleed patients home, we would tell them, don't sneeze, don't pick your nose, nothing, because you will restart the bleed. All right, and they're like, all right, I won't pick my nose. And I go, I mean it. You could rub your nose and be picking it without even realizing it. It's pretty scary stuff. Okay. Now, what's another thing that's scary? John Hinckley Jr. was almost married. We were talking about John Hinckley Jr. because right now they're going through the trials to see if he could be released or have more time to be with his mother. Well, there's a woman, 45-year-old Cynthia Bruce, was apparently so smitten with John Hinckley Jr. while both of them were in St. Elizabeth's Hospital that she actually agreed to marry him. From what I understand, he actually asked her to marry him multiple times. All right, I believe it was a tumultuous relationship. I'm not really sure what she was doing in the hospital. They don't give us her condition. However, Hinckley actually broke up with her. Why? And this is where you're going to vomit. Because she stopped being physically intimate with him. And then she got upset when he told her that he would be spending more time with his mommy in Virginia and less time with her. So, for those people that are looking at writing a screenplay and are interested in some good Hollywood passion, don't even bother doing this John Hinckley story, okay? All right, because the guy is an absolute psycho. Okay, now we need to talk about these young kids overdoing it with liver and alcohol. I can't tell you how many of my patients come in. And, they think, well, I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s, I'm immune. Well, one of the biggest epidemics, especially overseas, are these kids coming in with alcoholic cirrhosis, alcoholic liver disease, and they're in their early 30s. I mean, 10 years ago, you'd rarely see anybody in the gastroenterology office, the liver specialist office, under 50 having something like this. But now we're having kids in their 30s. Even in America, I mean, these kids are drinking at 11, 12, 13, 14. They're getting into these bad habits. They think it's fun. And then they become alcoholics and they're drinking heavily. And they're drinking so heavily that they start to kill the liver. Now, what happens is you start to get fatty deposits around the liver. Whenever the liver's insulted or starts having any sort of repeated injury, you start to get fat around the liver. So a lot of people that drink alcohol, they'll have a fatty liver. Also, people that drink alcohol are more inclined to become diabetic. So there could be a relationship between the fat, the blood sugar, etc. However, fatty liver usually is one of the first signs. Then you start seeing some of the death of the liver cells. Then you start seeing scarring. And a scarred liver doesn't act. It doesn't function. So people will come in, get their blood test done. Their liver enzymes will be normal and go, see, Dahlia, I'm good. And I go, no, you're not good. Your liver enzymes could be normal because half your liver could be dead. So, of course, your liver enzymes are normal and low because the remaining ones are high and through the roof, the ones that are alive. So it's hard because, we could control our kids only so much. But once they're in their 20s and 30s and they drink and then they get angry about, being told they drink, they don't realize they're really killing the liver. Alcohol, in moderation, a little bit is good. We found it to help with dementia, possibly with breast cancer. Sometimes it really tastes good in a strawberry mojito. But these people overdoing it. And now, some people will say, but Dr. Dahlia, I drink good alcohol. I don't drink the cheap stuff. I drink Grey Goose, the good stuff. It doesn't matter. All right, good alcohol, bad alcohol, it still fries the liver. All right. There's no such thing as protecting your liver by only drinking the fancier, more expensive stuff. That's not true. Okay. So if you do overdrink and, more than 3-4 drinks a day, that is over drinking. Also, those of you that binge drink, not drinking all week, but then on the weekend, a couple cases of beer. That's going to fry your liver even worse. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. So I guess Dr. Conrad Murray has already filed his appeal of his recent sentencing to 4 years in prison, of which he'll only serve two. It sounds like, though, we don't know who his defense attorney is going to be, and it may not be the same one. Apparently, when he filed, he didn't, I guess he signed the document himself and in the space marked in proper, I guess, which means he's taken action on his own behalf. So, I mean, that would make sense. I mean, I don't think he's pretty happy with his defense team. So we'll see where that goes. But that is news just in. All right. So this was a very, very scary story. Two toddlers, they're okay. But two toddlers were at a restaurant, and they mistakenly were served industrial cleaning fluid, I think bleach, instead of water. All right. 1-year-old Daniel Martin began coughing violently after gulping from a beaker, all right, at this restaurant. And then another child, I believe, is now being treated for burns to his mouth and throat. I mean, and you wonder, so mom, you know, when the baby started coughing, you know, took a look, took a smell, and she said she smelled bleach. Right. So the manager called an ambulance, gave us a bottle of the cleaner to show us and to show the doctors. And then, of course, you know, luckily both children are okay. But I, you know, you have to, from what I take from this, assume that people are idiots. And you could go to a restaurant, you could go to a store. What were we talking about? Yes, you know, the other day in the Georgia Walmart, there were some syringes. You almost have to assume that the unexpected could happen. I mean, nobody should go into a restaurant and think they're going to be given bleach, right, in the kitty cups that are given to your children. But this isn't the first time this has happened. Wasn't a child given coffee or something at one of the other restaurants about a year ago? You need to sample and then one child was given margarita mix. Yes, there was a story a long time ago where a child was given margarita mix instead of juice. And the margarita mix had tequila in it. All right? I don't understand, okay? And I'm not saying everybody's an idiot. I don't want to say that. I mean, yes, you can go to a restaurant and get water if you ask for water. But parents, you need to test these things. Just test it. Just remember these strange stories because weird accidents happen. They don't know why somebody grabbed cleaner instead of water. I mean, when I waited tables, you got your water from the soda machine. You had all the sodas, then you had water. Why would somebody go into a container? You almost think it was on purpose. It was malicious. So I don't know. Hopefully we'll hear more about that. And I mean, I don't know if I want to hear more about that, but crazy. Okay, so interesting. There's going to be a blood test that could possibly detect Parkinson's. Okay, now Parkinson's, it's that neurological condition publicized by Michael J. Fox, where you lose some of your coordination of body movements, difficulty walking, difficulty talking, difficulty writing. You seem to have a shuffled step. There's a pill rolling tremor where it looks like the patient is rolling a pill in his fingers and they can't control the tremor. When they move and try to hold something, it's better than when the hand is at rest. And it has to deal with your dopamine receptors. But what they found, a team at the University of Lancaster thinks that low levels of a protein called PAS, phosphorylated alpha-synuclein. Ha! I did that right! Phosphorylated alpha-synuclein, PAS in the bloodstream, could be used as an early indicator of the illness. All right, so if your PAS is low, that could be a sign that you may be developing Parkinson's disease. If that's the case, then, because, you know, keep in mind, a lot of us as we age, like me, my walk is a lot different than it was 20 years ago. A lot of times we also have a flat affect, we call it, where when you look at the face, they don't smile as much. They don't have much emotion. Well, a lot of us as we age, you know, your kids, they walk around googly-eyed and slobbering and tongue sticking out. You know, but as we age, you know, we're a little more blunted. We have a blunted affect or a flat affect, we call it, where, you know, unless we're really excited about something, we don't really make a lot of facial expressions. So there's a lot of symptoms that could be pre-Parkinsonian or just part of aging. So if they could actually perfect this test, Wait a second. Okay, there might have been a mistyping here because now it's saying the study published in the Journal of FASEB assessed sufferers and healthy patients. They found that those with Parkinson's had an increased level of PAS compared with non-sufferers. Yet earlier, they were saying a low level of the protein could be an indicator. So I want to apologize. This article has a mistype. So it's either a high or a low level. Boy, don't you hate that? They make it look stupid. Okay, I don't know anything about PAS, so I have to get it from these sources. All right, so let's just say, okay, that if there is a change in the PAS levels compared to the norm, that could be an indicator. All right, hopefully they'll figure out if it's a high level or a low level. Thank you for making me look stupid on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it. All right. Okay, a lot of good stories here. What I want to do is I want to talk about this. All right, so a study came out today. And when I first heard about it, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to talk about it. All right? The study was titled, basically, More People Go Online for No Particular Reason. They say more young people 18 to 29 go online for any given day for no particular reason except for diversion or fun. All right? And, you know, so when you looked at this, going, okay, duh, we know. But I see what they want to touch upon with this article. All right. We've been using computers for work. We've been using computers for information. We've been using computers for games. But now somebody's bored. They go straight to their computer. And it's not just the young people. I think if they ask older individuals, that's the same thing. I can't tell you how many times I see my kids, even myself. I throw my purse down. I throw my keys down. I pee and I go right to the computer. Now, I'm not going right to the computer to play a game. I'm not doing it because I'm bored. It's just my whole life is in the computer. You know, my emails, my contacts with my family, everything is the computer. And now we're seeing people just walking around doing nothing, well, just sit in front of a computer for entertainment. And we're really having people glued, almost hypnotized to these things. And I wish we could get people to go out and bike ride more, or go out and jog, or maybe go to a poker game. I mean, whatever happened to the, you know, the once a week poker games that dads would go to? You know, I tell my husband that too. He's not as glued to the computer as other people, but I'm like, poker game with the guys, why don't you do it? You know, hey, well, Joe, what do you want to do, poker tonight? Oh no, I'm playing World of Warcraft. I'm playing the new Call of Duty, Corey. You should go on it, too. So, I mean, that conversation quickly turns to, and they go on to the computer. So, you know, we're going to see more and more this marriage to the screen, to the mouse, to the printer, and it's kind of frightening. All right, another issue we talked about earlier is the 911 operators are being absolutely driven crazy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 911, right? We call for emergencies. Easy, simple as that. The problem is many people are phantom calling 911 and they don't realize it. They call them butt calls or butt dials because the phone is in their pocket, they sit, and for some reason it hits 911. I don't know if I have 911 on my iPhone. I don't think I have 911, but some phones have that as a button. So 1 in 5 calls are being made to 911, all right? Officials in Evanston, Chicago says that a fifth of the wireless calls they receive are unintentional or abandoned calls. But here's the problem. They don't know that on their end. So there could be an assailant in the house, or you could be robbed, or you could be held at knife point, and you were lucky enough to hit the button and shoot the phone under the couch so he doesn't see. So, or she doesn't see. So you're there being assaulted or held up at knife point or gunpoint, hoping the cops are, you know, going to respond to that call. Well, usually they do. I mean, they can't ignore these because they have no idea if you called and you're unable to speak. Yet if 1 in 5 of these are these phantom calls or these butt calls, then we're losing valuable resources. We're losing valuable time. So in extreme cases, police officers are dispatched to track down the source of the call and make sure there's no one in distress. Just looking at Chicago's Evanston's 911 center, they receive about 500 calls a month, they say. Okay, that's just one of their centers. 500 calls a month are these dummy calls. All right, so guys, watch your butt, okay? All right? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A kid tries to get out of a chokehold from a bully by kicking him in the groin and now is in trouble for sexual assault. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could give you up-to-the-date medical news. Now, this is, I think, one of the coolest things I have seen in the last few days that have come up. Now, remember the Fukushima disaster and all the people who were exposed to radiation, especially a lethal dose. Now, researchers have discovered that mice can actually survive a lethal dose of radiation if given this double drug therapy, all right? Now, one is an antibiotic, and another is something that boosts levels of a protein to help strengthen the immune system. Now, what they found is if they gave these mice this double dose, all right, or this double drug cocktail, that mice had an 80% chance of living after being given a lethal dose that usually kills 95% of these mice. So, you'd think it was 100%, but they said 19 and 20 would be dead from this dose in terms of the mice. However, 80% of the mice survived given this protein or this booster of the protein as well as the antibiotic. So this is pretty cool stuff. Now, 24 hours after the radiation poisoning, the mice were given twice daily injections of the protein combined with an oral antibiotic. And it promoted the growth of stem and progenitor cells. Now, remember, we talked about why radiation kills. When you get that lethal dose, it causes something called aplastic anemia, where it just wipes out the blood cells and your bone marrow building properties. So you can't make new blood. You can't carry blood that's healthy, that's oxygenated. You can bleed internally. You know, the burns, your GI system bleeds, your the guts, and it's irreparable. And so if they are able to, within 24 hours, institute something like this in a mouse, hopefully they'll be able to create something for humans. And if, God forbid, any other disasters happen, they could treat anybody who were exposed to the lethal dose, as opposed to just doing symptomatic measures where we give you fluids, anti-inflammatories, and we pray and hope for the best. So, I mean, keep going, researchers. I mean, I love it when they come up with these studies. Now, we had talked earlier about a very stupid study where teenage sex leads to bad moods later in life. And when I first heard about the study, I'm like, all right, well, teenage sex, okay. Maybe kids that are sexually active start having depression or anxiety. So I'm like, okay, I should read this article a little bit more because a lot of our teens are sexually active. This is interesting, okay. Research from Ohio State University College of Medicine. I'm like, great, good school, good researchers. Well, then I found that the study was kind of stupid, all right. What they did is they took hamsters and they looked at 40-day-old hamsters, which is a teenager, right, in hamster years, and they took an 80-day-old hamster, and then they took a control group, and they had all three groups, well, two of the groups have sex and one not, right, and they found that the 40-day-old hamsters were a little moody. When you put the hamster in water, they didn't want to swim, which was a sign of depression. Really? If the hamster doesn't want to swim, that's a sign of depression? I don't want to swim. It's cold outside. And when they put the hamster that had sex into a maze, it frantically explored the maze, which equals a sign of anxiety. So because hamsters had depression and anxiety when they had sex, humans do too. I'm sorry, that's a stupid study. Now, also, they talked about that the gonads shrunk, smaller testicles, seminal vesicles, etc., these poor hamsters. And so I don't know if you could extrapolate that to humans, but I thought that was a real mind blow because I really thought that was going to be a, you know, a good study to talk about, something we could relate to our kids and grandkids. And I really don't give a heart and doot about hamsters and their sex drive and if they're depressed because they had sex and they're only 40 days old. Waste of my time. Thank you, doctors. You see, that's why I was excited about the radiation study. All right, we could do something with that. Hamster seminal vesicles, no, I can't do anything with that. All right, now this was crazy. A Massachusetts boy, 7-year-old, was on a bus, and a bully comes up to him to take his gloves. And, you know, it's cold back there right now. So the bully tries to take his gloves, they get into a fight, and the bully starts choking the kid. The kid, to get out of it, the little 7-year-old boy, Mark Curran, to get out of the chokehold, punches the big bully in the groin, okay, gets out of it. Now the school turns around and says it's sexual harassment, and the principal says it's sexual assault. He said, quote unquote, he hit him in the testicles. That's assault. That's sexual assault. So, of course, the mom's answer was, well, the other kid was choking my son first. So then that should be called attempted murder. Now, right now, the school is looking into this. They're getting lawyers involved. But is this crazy? Kids fighting in school, somebody hitting another kid in the groin. Is that sexual assault? Well, by definition, okay, whether it's an adult or child, okay, technically, if you look at the definition, somebody whose hand touches another person's groin is technically a sexual assault, any form of hitting. Yes. All right. But, you know, when you look into the scheme of things, long scheme of things, you're looking at, okay, this kid was being choked by a bully. He had to get out of it. I mean, even in movies, we see kids overcome bullies bigger than them by nailing them in the groin. All right, David and Goliath, you know, they say with David and Goliath, it was just one slingshot, right? I wouldn't be surprised if David ran over to Goliath as he was falling and gave him a kick to the groin. I really wouldn't be surprised, okay? That's something we were always taught. All right, you go for the jewels, it's a sensitive spot. I had discussed some aspects of self-defense on the earlier show, and that's one thing we were all taught as girls in self-defense, you know, or pull the pinky. You know, if they have their hand over your mouth, you pull them by the pinky. It's a soft spot, scream fire. All right, whenever you're being assaulted, scream fire. because if you scream man with a gun, everyone's going to hide. If you scream fire, people are going to want to make sure their house isn't on fire, so they're going to selfishly come out to see what's going on, and then you get a crowd of people. So, you know, we kind of, you know, discuss that. But what blows my mind is we're really becoming a society where kids aren't allowed to fight. They aren't allowed to hit back. They aren't allowed to defend themselves. And my kids' school, no. Of course, you cannot. If somebody hits you, you raise your hand and you go to the teacher. All right? Now, you know, in my kids' school, we were dealing with this with our children. These kids were pinching. They were doing things very, you know, covertly that, you know, teachers couldn't see. Teachers didn't believe them. You know, whereas when I was going to school, if somebody was messing with me behind my desk, I'd turn around and punch them. Yes, I'd get in trouble, but that was it. That kid wouldn't bother me anymore. I mean, that's what we were able to do. You know, one punch, you're not going to mess with me anymore. But nowadays, no, kids can't do it. And, you know, maybe it's for the best. We really can't have kids hurting each other. One kid stabbed another kid with a pencil in school, you know, stabbed it through his hand. And, you know, you really don't want kids to take violence upon themselves. But when is defending yourself in the bully case while being choking by getting out of it, by punching the kid in the groin, is that sexual assault? Is he going to have a record? Right? Is he going to be considered a sex offender? I mean, how far is this going to go? You know, I mean, are we now so politically correct and so worried about lawsuits that the other parent of the bully really has a case? And then what do? I mean, I'm sorry, if my kid is being choked, I would tell him you do everything and anything possible to get out of it. We were talking about on the previous hour, we were also taught in self-defense that, you know, we should try to pee, poop, throw up, do whatever we can to get out of the situation, make the situation so noxious that the assailant wants to get the heck out of there because it smells so bad or because you peed on him or threw up on him. You know, most likely, I don't think he'll shoot you. He'll be so worried about cleaning up the vomit, he'll probably run. So that's what we were taught to do. So if my kid, God forbid, is being choked and someone's taking his gloves and it's cold, you whop that kid anywhere you can whop him. He's choking you, absolutely. But then if my kid's going to get a record for life, what am I supposed to teach him how to do? Oh, excuse me, could you please remove your hands from my windpipe, please? Crazy. But then again, on the flip side, we were talking about hazing yesterday, and we were talking about on previous shows, kids' games that they do, and one game kids do is they kick each other in the groin. They just kick each other in the groin. That's a game they play. And that is assault. I mean, you could ruin your child's testicles. I mean, he could be infertile. So I don't know where the fine line is, but I think this particular case is ridiculous. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the ride home. If not, stay on board. We got another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.